Welcome in to the weekend watch list. How's everybody doing? It is February 15th. It is officially my half birthday, so I am halfway to 31 years old, and I'm still doing podcasts, still blogging my ass off, doing what I can. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to shoot you straight. This is the worst weekend in sports. This is by far, and I'm not shitting on All-Star, but I will say that I'm not a huge fan of NBA All-Star. We'll talk about what's happening with NBA All-Star, but the thing that makes it the worst weekend in sports this week for the state of Wisconsin primarily is the fact that Marquette and Wisconsin do not play as well. So not only do the Bucks not play, but Marquette and Wisconsin both have the weekend off. Wisconsin and Marquette, I believe, both play again on Wednesday next week. So you literally have just the NBA All-Star game. That's it. And thank God that Giannis and Chris Middleton are involved, because they weren't involved. I mean, what the fuck would you have to look forward to? So it isn't the worst weekend in sports for everybody. You know, people who are race car enthusiasts, Daytona 500, biggest weekend of the year. A lot of people love the Daytona. But for Wisconsin sports fans, this is Wisconsin's worst sports weekend. There will be not a worse one. We will have at least something along the lines of baseball, basketball, football going forward, and for the rest of the weekends, the rest of the year, really. I can't think of a point where we won't have something going on. So, all right, let's get into this. We'll talk about a few things. The first thing is not actually a game. First thing that I think is the one thing that you have to watch this weekend is Becoming Giannis. So TNT put together about a 30-minute or an hour documentary, basically about the discovery of Giannis and the rise of Giannis throughout his career. We wrote about kind of the rise in the Greek Freak brand, SunTap WI. It's a website, a couple days ago. And definitely check that out, because I think it really gives you an insight as to what we're seeing with Giannis about his national appeal and what people are trying to do. So if you're going to be out and about, it's like 5:30, kind of an awkward time for a lot of people. I'll be out myself. Definitely set your DVR. Definitely make sure that you check that out or see it on I'm sure TNT.com will have it after the fact. So make sure that is part of your sort of weekend rotation. Be very interested to watch that and learn, obviously, stuff. I did see the one clip about how every team went to check out Giannis after he kind of blew up thanks to Jonathan Givony of Draft Express. And the only team that didn't was the New York Knicks. Very, very, very much on brand for the New York Knicks. So number two, obviously, is the NBA All-Star game. So I'm not like the biggest NBA All-Star fan. I think NBA All-Star has been better in the last couple of years. I think it got kind of out of control. And then last year was a lot of fun. I think this year should be a good time. I was watching Nikola Jokic, a couple of his passes against Sacramento on Wednesday night, and was like, wow, Nikola and Giannis together will be so cool. Like, that lineup of Jokic and Giannis will be awesome. Like, that's definitely something I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to, you know, Kevin Durant or Steph Curry and Giannis sort of playing together yet again. They've obviously looked good in the past. I do think Team LeBron is a much better team on paper, but you never know. I mean, Giannis said he was going to draft a lot of guys who are first-timers. Could be just they give more of a shit, and you do get paid out. Like, you do get a bonus, I believe, for winning the All-Star game. So I could see Giannis's bunch, you know, coming in hot. You know, the establishment of LeBron, you know, they've been here before, and they've sort of had this, they've done this, so maybe they don't need the money. So who knows? We'll see what happens. I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't looked at odds from an MVP standpoint, but I may sprinkle a little on Kemba Walker, and I know that his odds probably wouldn't be that good, just a hometown guy, and that it's sometimes you see that where people go with the hometown dude as the number one. I also think it's awesome. Dwayne Wade and Dirk get to play in this game. I think that's a great way to honor your some of the top tier players in the league with an All-Star appearance. And the NBA All-Star game, I will say, is probably the biggest. I don't know. Out of the three, I think NBA All-Star ranks higher than MLB, but in the same way that kind of all sports shut down around NBA All-Star, MLB has the exact same thing. Now, college basketball is still going, but like I said, there is nothing for some of us that we don't have a local team playing this week. But for others, it is a big weekend. So that's where our number four checks in with Kentucky and Tennessee. So that is easily the biggest game of the weekend at Rupp Arena. Number one Tennessee goes into number five Kentucky. Kentucky suffered a loss in a controversial fashion against LSU on Tuesday night. Kentucky is a two seed right now in the projected brackets. Kentucky probably won't overtake Tennessee from a one seed perspective if they were to win this game, being that it is at Rupp Arena. Tennessee's been great all year. This to me is their biggest challenge. They really haven't got challenged, I think, in the ways that I think we'd want them to. If you look at Tennessee's schedule this year from a SEC perspective, they really haven't faced that gauntlet. I don't believe that Tennessee's, I gotta look it up here now, but I don't think Tennessee's really played the tough parts of the schedule. And I like Tennessee, so I'm not saying that they're overrated or anything like that. I mean, what they're doing is extremely impressive, but you take a look and it's like, okay, yeah. So take a look at their final, how their schedule ends out the year. So they have to play Kentucky. They have to go to LSU in a week at LSU. LSU just beat Kentucky. They have to still go to Ole Miss. Not an easy place. Ole Miss could be fighting for their playoff life. They're back home to face Kentucky. They have to face Mississippi State at home, who's vying for a spot. And they end their year at Auburn, who could be ranked and, again, might be fighting for a tournament. So the rest of the way, besides the Vanderbilt game on Tuesday, they face tournament-level teams the rest of the way. And Tennessee really hasn't done that this year. So if I'm wondering where to put the money, and I think, you know, Kentucky would be a slight favorite. I would ride with Kentucky. If Kentucky is somehow a dog, I think you ride that out. I do love Kentucky in this matchup, and I think that is a team to bet on. I've been saying for a while that the Wildcats are my favorite tournament team. I said it on Tapping the Keg this week, and I still believe that. I mean, they lost to LSU, fine, but I think that was a clear case of a look-ahead spot with having this game on the schedule. There's no way that LSU should have been an 8-point dog in that. I regret not at least sprinkling a little on the money line in that one. It's all right. We make mistakes. All right, going to our number four, it is golf. It's the Genesis Open. It is out in L.A. in Riviera. All the stars are out for this. You have Rory, you have Dustin Johnson, you have Justin Thomas, Bryson DeChambeau, Tiger Woods, Jordan Spieth, who's currently leading, but they are only through half of round one. They had a lot of rain that they were dealing with. So it's been a bad sort of California stretch for weather. And that obviously a little ominous for the PGA. You kind of hope that, I think they hope they can get back on schedule today and tomorrow and have two final rounds. Now, Tiger, if you know anything about Riviera, Tiger has played this the most. He's struggled there. He has not played well. So this hasn't really been a tournament for Mr. Woods. Jordan Spieth having a breakthrough here would be incredible. You know, he is a great bad weather golfer. Makes me regret not putting a little scratch on him. But we'll see if he can keep this up. Dustin Johnson's will be below the cut line. He's two over. But again, it's way too early to really worry about who's going to be there and who's not. Definitely something worth watching Saturday and Sunday. Back to the NBA All-Star festivities. In our number five, we have the three-point contest. So three-point contest, to me, is much better than the dunk contest, which we'll talk about next. I mean, the three-point contest is loaded this year. So you have Devin Booker, the Curry brothers, Danny Green, Joe Harris, Buddy Hield, Dame Lillard, Chris Middleton, Kemba Walker, and Dirk Nowitzki. Devin Booker won last year, so he is the defending champ. He will try to retain his title from the sad Suns to give the Suns something to worry about. You do have the Buddy Hield sort of having that renaissance year. That storyline, you have, you know, Chris Middleton, the hometown guy, Kemba Walker. Steph Curry and Seth Curry, both from the Charlotte area as well. I think I like Seth Curry in this. I don't know how you can't like him in the hometown. I think if you're saying who would be a sneaky one, maybe Joe Harris or Buddy Hield. That to me would be your sort of long shot one. And so, yeah, I mean, if you want to make this weekend fun, you just bet on everything. Like, you bet on this, you bet on the Rising Stars game, you bet on the dunk contest. You know, those are, you know, there's some there. Do I think Chris Middleton will be successful in this? Chris Middleton just does not seem like a three-point contest guy. Just the way he shoots, the way he moves himself around. I can't see it from Chris Middleton. So I'd ride with the Curry bros, mostly Steph, not Seth. And then I'd also take Buddy Hield as a long shot. All right, for the dunk contest. So the dunk contest, I think I'm an old man because, I mean, you've seen all sorts of shit, right? I will say that the dunk contest features three out of four guys who play meaningful minutes for their team. Dennis Smith Jr., now with the Knicks. Miles Bridges with the hometown Hornets. John Collins with Atlanta. John Collins, I mean, he can be an all-star next year. He's a very good player. And then Hamidou Diallo, who plays for the Thunder, doesn't really play much. So it's not like we have random names. Diallo, though, first-round pick. These are all former first-round picks. I think that's a good way. And they're all young guys. The dunk contest will always be about the young guys. Oh, great. It's a players-only crew. That should be fun. That's great that the players... I don't know if that is, but they just said that. I don't know who you'd say is the favorite. You know, you have Donovan Mitchell won it last year, and so no defending of the crown. I would personally go with Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges is a hard dunker. I think nowadays, compared to, you know, years ago, the ability to be creative and to dunk hard matters. Tall guys, is Dwight Howard the last tall guy to win the dunk crown? Yeah, I mean, do you consider Blake Griffin a tall guy? I don't think so. So I would say that, yeah, I guess Blake's a tall, no, John Collins is bigger than Blake. So I mean, it's always tough for the big guys to be creative. Just their bodies don't move that way. Dennis Smith Jr., I think has a legit shot as well. So I would go Miles Bridges. I just think hometown sometimes matters. You're going to get a lot of people behind him. I've seen some of his dunks this year. They've been incredible. He has this the size and the skill to get it done. All right, Rising Stars Challenge checks in at number 7. So, you know, I'm not going to talk too much about this. I mean, it's Dirk versus Wade, World versus the rest of the, you know, the NBA, I guess, American, World versus USA. There you go, Charlie. But I think what I'm upset about is the fact that DJ Wilson didn't get a call. Like, why didn't DJ Wilson get invited to this? Like, how the fuck is DJ Wilson not on this team? Like, he's playing on one of the best team in the league. He's playing meaningful minutes. Why isn't DJ Wilson on this team? DJ Wilson definitely deserves to be on this team. There is no doubt in my mind. Like, that, there's no reason DJ Wilson, let's at least look at the USA roster and see, okay, so Lonzo's injured, so why the hell isn't he there? So you have Jared Allen, Marvin Bagley, John Collins, De'Aaron Fox, Jaren Jackson, Kevin Knox, Kyle Kuzma, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum. Okay, I guess, like, I don't know, man. Like, here's the thing. I just think that he should have a spot. Like, you should get DJ Wilson in there. Maybe he's just not, you need to be, all those guys are starters and probably at some point, at least most of them are going to be all-stars in their own right. So, whatever. Also, this is Luka Doncic and DeAndre Ayton on the Team World. So, definitely some guys worth watching. I think I like and Ben Simmons is also going to play on Team World. So, Ben Simmons not only going to play on Friday, but he'll also play in the All-Star game on Sunday. So that'll be very interesting. Should be a lot of fun. Donovan Mitchell also playing, as mentioned. So this is a pretty good game. I mean, if you look at the rosters, this isn't too bad. I mean, these guys, if you would think the All-Star game doesn't give a shit about defense, wait till you watch these players. So we'll see what happens there. Going into the college world to finish it up, a couple games that matter to Wisconsin and Marquette. You have Villanova and St. John's. Villanova, obviously one back of Marquette in the loss column, facing a very tough game at St. John's, Madison Square Garden. 4 p.m. start on FS1 on Sunday. Definitely going to be a challenge for Nova. Now, St. John's has had this thing where they can't beat anybody besides Marquette. They survived against Butler, in overtime this past week. And so we'll see what St. John's team comes to play. Obviously, I don't think St. John's is on the bubble, but they're far from being safe in the tournament. They definitely could use a win against the Villanova team to sort of establish this resume. I mean, if they have two wins against Marquette and a win against Villanova, I think that really will go a long way in the tournament committee. As for the Big Ten matchup at our number eight spot, you have Maryland and Michigan. Maryland has really never they don't beat ranked teams. Now, they did take care of the Purdue. That was a major step, I think, for Maryland, beating Purdue at home. Maryland's been kind of hot. You have a Michigan team who lost away from home against Penn State, so they're going to be fired up. I still think I lean Michigan in that matchup. I don't really trust Maryland as far as I can throw them. I also think John Teske and Bruno Fernando kind of cancel each other out. I will take Michigan. And our number nine is the Iowa State and Kansas State. Again, not a lot of you would care, but I'll tell you, both teams are playing really well. Kansas State has been on fire. That's really good for Marquette's resume. Iowa State looking for revenge. Kansas State beat them at home earlier this month. We'll see if the Wildcats can keep it rolling. And we'll wrap it up. Number 10. If you're curious, the Daytona 500, I'm not a big race car guy. I get it. I get the excitement around it. A lot of people love it. I will leave it there for any of you that listen and that are race car fans. All right, that does it for the weekend watch list. We will have a free talk tomorrow. Who knows what we will discuss in that, but we will chat about all the happenings and we'll look forward to doing that. All right, take care, guys. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy it. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.